Looking at the scope, let's look at the control of my scope and how do I ensure that my scope has been controlled and every time monitored well. We're going to talk, and I'm going to read this slide for you, important one. I want you to understand the scope part of it very, very well. So project scope control refers to the project process of monitoring and managing change of scope baseline with an objective of maintaining same within the project management plan. The monitoring and management of scope is implemented through integrated change control process. While doing this, there may or may not be a change to be documented in the scope statement. So, ideally, what am I saying? My base is my scope. Any project's base is my scope. So, it's always said, the great Alexander planned 7 months for a war and 20 days to finish it. Why am I saying this? Because he worked on a scope so strong, he planned so strong that the execution time is absolutely was nil. You know, he could beat the opposition army in 20-21 days, and that's exactly why he could conquer almost the world. So now look at this. I mean, this is an important thing. If I know what my scope is and how I'm going to plan around it, my planning would take a little more time. My planning would take a little more time, but my scope has to be crystal defined before I'm doing a project. And if there is a change in my scope, I need to have very well validating and verifying reasons of why am I making those changes. Because the moment my scope changes, that's my baseline, everything else is going to change. Just remember this. In case of changes, the same must be incorporated through the change control process and must be documented in all the project documents, including the project management plan. The uncontrolled expansion of product or project scope without adjustment of time and cost and resources is referred to as a scope creep. What do you mean by that? Scope creep? Your project is going on toss, right? So when I said that anything that you will change in scope will always affect three things. And what are those? You have it on the slide. It says time, cost, and resources. If you remember, just remember the triple constraint. Anything that will affect these three things, one of these things will affect the rest too. Just remember that. Control of project scope, what are the inputs that I require? Of course, the following are the necessary inputs for efficient and effective scope control. Project management plan, which also has my scope management plan, change management plan, configuration management plan, and scope baseline are the important elements of controlling my scope. Actual results are compared with scope baseline to decide the actions needed. So every time I go back to my scope that I had planned, if there is some change, which means every time I need to check the as-is. Plan versus as-is is the most important aspect of any monitoring system that you would evolve tomorrow. Let's look at requirement documentation. The documented unambiguous, measurable, and with acceptance criteria. The traceable or the trackable, complete, consistent requirements made it easier to identify what are the deviations against the agreed scope of the product or a process. Now, why is requirement? What's the requirement of doing this? As I told you, don't know, if I'm not able to monitor, I'm not able to progress. Important? Just keep this in mind, right? Requirement traceability matrix. So we'll talk about this a little more on this, and let's look at what's written on the slide. Requirement traceability matrix or trackability matrix is template that links requirements from the origin of the project scope deliverables. It provides a means to track and monitor the requirement throughout the project life cycle, also used to detect the impact of change or any change, deviation from the scope baseline on the project objectives. Let's look at this. Next is, of course, work performance data shall provide the statistics such as no change request received or accepted and the number of deliverables completed, revised or delayed, etc. So that's my performance data, my worked versus as is versus planned. Organizational process assets, it immediately becomes my asset. The reason becomes an asset is because now next time I know what to anticipate out of it. Shall include the scope related policies, procedures and guidelines along with the monitoring and reporting methods and templates. So we're going to talk about now about controlling the scope or the other techniques around how do I monitor my scope. So variance analysis is a very widely used technique to identify the cause and determine the degree of difference between the baseline and actual performance. Project performance and measurements are used to assess the magnitude of variation from the original scope baseline. Important aspect of scope or project scope control includes determining the cause and the degree of variance relative to the scope baseline and deciding whether corrective or preventive actions to be taken. Right, a lot of information on here, but the easiest part is it is just the as-is aspect. Variation analysis is if I have to run in an hour 5 kilometers and I've ran 3 kilometers. So simple logic is I'm behind my schedule with 2 kilometers and I have to spend more time running those 2 kilometers to complete the 5 kilometers task that I have. So simple mechanism is the variance mechanism. So it's a variance of 2 kilometers or the variance of time that I can identify. That's exactly what we're talking here. Control of project scope is output of the scope control. Following are the prominent outputs of the scope control process. Work performance information, it immediately gives me information of where am I heading. Work performance information includes information on the current status of the project against the scope baseline, the type categories of change received, the scope variance and its causes, impact of the variance on the schedule, cost and forecast about the future of the project. This information will be useful for making the scope baseline and raise the necessary changes and requests. Let's look at some of the aspects of it. Change request. Analysis of scope performance may result into change requests to the scope baseline or the project management plan. The change request may include corrective actions, defects, repairs, or project scope enhancement requests. These change requests has to allow the integrated change control route elaborated earlier, as I mentioned in the earlier slides as well. So let's look at some of the outputs. Outputs is, of course, you get a prominent project update management plan or project management update plan. Project document update is again a prominent, a document that you get when you have a scope control or project scope control plan. One of the important is your prominent among these updates are the requirements of documentation and requirement of traceability matrix. So I'm able to trace where I'm going and heading. Project process updates, organizational process assets that may updated include by are not limited to. What are those? Cause of variance, corrective actions or justification for the same. Other types of lessons learned from the scope control. Controlling your project schedule. So we've spoken about scope, we're now talking about schedule. Schedule control refers to the process of monitoring the status of the project activities in order to update the progress and manage the change of the scope schedule baseline for achieving the plan. Schedule control will help to identify the deviation from the plan and take necessary corrective or preventive actions in order to minimize the risk. Schedule model can be updated against the actual performance and schedule baseline can be revised and improved. This must be done through the integrated change control process. And who decides that? Of course, the CCB, the change control board. Now, the great way of doing it is, of course, if you read what's here on the bold aspect, the process of monitoring the status of the project activities. All right. So it is like my GPS. It is like my cardiogram. It is like the way I am moving forward. It is completely being monitored and clearly displayed to my understanding. That's exactly what we're talking about when you talk about the schedule baseline. So schedule baseline could be what was my planned versus where are my actuals. That's exactly what we can learn. Schedule control as a subsidiary of integrated change control process is mainly concerned with determining the current status of the project. So immediately on a nutshell, on a slide, I can tell where am I heading towards, am I on the correct track. Influencing the factors which are causing schedule changes, deciding whether the project schedule has changed, and of course managing the actual change as they occur. Now, important is one of the important aspects that you would determine here is my mediation, which means my lifeline of my project. So say there are 200 activities in a project. However, there will be 10 activities which are very crucial, and that is called my critical path. If you remember the CP that we spoke about, critical path. Now, important is it hampering my critical path? It helps me to take a decision. If it is not hampering my critical path, then the control, the impact of my change is considered differently. Then versus to the impact that is happening on my critical path. So that's how we can work around. Let's look at controlling project schedule. What are the other aspects of it? In case of intelligent and swift schedule control approach, the major activities of scope schedule control will be, what are those? Comparing the total amount of work delivered and accepted against the estimated of work completed for the time lapse to decide the current status of the project schedule. How do I work around it? What are the things that I have to do? If there are lapses, conducting periodic reviews to record lessons learned for correcting process and improving on continuous basis, prioritizing or reprioritizing the remaining work plan with specific reference of backlogs, deciding the rate of production for validated and accepted deliverables against the scheduled rate. Deciding whether the project schedule is changed as the degree of change, managing the changes as and when they occur. So very, very crucial, managing the change as this occur, managing, understanding the deliverables, looking at the degree, how it has been changed, accepting the changes against the schedule rate and the speed that I'm moving. What are the inputs required for schedule change or schedule control? Is project management plan, project schedule, work performance data, project calendar, schedule data, and organizational process assets are the obvious inputs for schedule control. Now, what are those? We've spoken about project data, we've spoken about performance data, of course, we've spoken about project calendar, we've spoken about schedule data, we've spoken about organizational process assets, and those basically will come together to give you your input for schedule control. The project management plan will update the schedule plan that describes and methods of managing and controlling the schedule, and of course its baseline. If you work around it, the project schedule must be a recent version of the indicated updates, completed activities, and recent started activities. So these were my project schedule. If you look at it, is the activities that will happen in my project. What is the duration of that activities? If you remember the word that we spoke about, the lead and lag. So when we say lead and lag, my schedule will tell me my lead and lag, and the moment my schedule tells lead and lag, it helps me to immediately identify where my schedule is moving and how my schedule is moving. Now, based on that, I can take a decision of whether I have to conduct few activities or I don't have to conduct few activities. Whether my schedule is, if my project is on schedule, most of the time, at least the personal experience that I have when I've headed projects, is if my schedule is on time, my cost is in control. Because the moment my cost rises, my schedule changes, my cost changes, because it will use a lot of other resources that are required for it. So important is I got to manage my schedule very well. If I don't manage it, my cost is going to increase around it. The work performance data must be updated till the date on the schedule which controls a review and are conducted. And of course, the project calendar, if more than one are made, should be available with everybody to facilitate a better forecast. Prime organizational process assets used to schedule control for schedule control includes but are not limited to existing formal and informal schedule control related procedures and policies and guidelines, of course, schedule control tools and softwares, monitoring and reporting methods to be used for schedule control, controlling your project schedule. Let's look at this, the techniques. Now we've looked at the inputs, let's look at the techniques that we have to use. Various techniques are used, of course, and depending on the complexity, depending on the nature of how I need to monitor my change in terms of controlling my project schedule, the budget of the project, most suitable tool techniques are elaborated and shall be identified and used. Let's look at something. The one of the technique is, of course, performance review. I'm just going to read this because we've already done this in previous chapters. So let's look at this. Performance review is the most common technique applicable for the entire range of projects. So whether it is an organization as a project or whether it is typical projects that are held in an organization, performance review is a very usual and a common method that's used. Performance review, what does it do? It measures you, it compares you, it analyzes the schedule and your performance for the parameters such as actual start and finish dates, percentage completion, duration of the balance work left, and the balance work in progress. Periodic performance reviews are preferred. Frequency and span will be decided by the nature, complexity, and stage of the project. Various methods used to interpret the result of views and use them for schedule control are explained here. Let's look at them. Trend analysis. What do you mean by trend analysis? Have you seen a chart or a graph while you see the cricket matches? If you look at the trend, say let's look at India and England is playing. India has finished its batting and they've scored 300 runs. England, maybe on the 20th over, are at 100. Now, if you look at it, on the graph, there is a graph that shows that India's graph of reaching 350 overs. And it shows a line very parallel or very similar in a different color of how England is working. That graph is called trend analysis. That is a trend of how one team is performing versus how the second team is performing. Now that's simple is trend analysis. So it gives me a clear-cut identification of if this team works a little harder for next 5 years, 5 overs or 10 overs, they will reach where actually India has reached. So that's the trend. So I'm able to anticipate my result if I have a trend. Now that's exactly what is trend analysis. The other is CPM, which is critical path method. What do we mean by critical path method? Critical path method is basically comparing all my critical path, the lifeline of my project. So I'll read the slides and then we can go on an example around this. Let's look at this. Trend analysis will assess the project performance against the time to indicate whether performance is improving or deteriorating. Graphical representation are better for understanding or easy understanding and rescheduling the future performance goal or other actions. That's exactly what I gave you an example of the cricket match and the graph around it. Critical path method, CPM technique is scheduling is explained in detail in chapter 10. Comparing progress along the CPM will help to identify the variance. The variance along the CPM will have a direct impact of the project end date and also identify the schedule risk. One of the beautiful example that we see is this. Let's look at if I have if say I'm in ICU, right? I'm admitted in ICU. Or there's a patient in ICU, not me, all right? So if we have this patient in an ICU. You have a chart, which is kept besides a writing pad and a few papers, a lot of papers onto it. That's the patient's report. Now, a doctor comes for a visit maybe twice a day. And how is he able to identify within no time, out of those so many papers, he's able to identify that the patient is okay or not okay immediately? How does it happen? The idea or the trick here is that the doctor doesn't read all the papers. He just reads those critical things that are required to monitor for this patient. Now that's exactly what is critical path. So if you if there is a patient that is admitted in an hospital, the doctor wouldn't look at all the reports on his daily visits. He will only look at critical things and critical parameters, and the moment he looks at the critical parameters, he's able to define that the patient is in good health or not in a good health, and he suggests the nurse who's beside him that these are the actions to be taken. Now that's exactly what is critical path. I hope this example will help you to understand how critical path is measured and looked at. This takes us to the next or other aspects of how other techniques of it. In performance review, I have a critical chain method. CCM is what we've spoken about. The technique of scheduling is explained detailed in chapter number 10. Comparing the amount of buffer balance against the buffer required to protect the delivery date will decide the scheduled status. The difference is the buffer will decide whether the corrective action has to be taken or no. That's the critical chain method. We have earned value management, so EVM as it's generally called. What is EVM? Scheduled performance measurement, such as schedule variance, which is SV, and scheduled performance, which is SPI, which is scheduled performance index, are used to assess the magnitude of variation of to the original schedule baseline. The total float, if you remember all this, we've spoken this on how float works and how my critical path works. Our early finish variance also are also essential parameters to evaluate project schedule performance. Details are explained in cost control. EVM will be helpful to manage the important aspects of schedule control, such as identifying the cause and degree of variance as compared to schedule baseline, estimating the implications for these variants for future work of completion, and deciding whether corrective actions have to be taken. So we are now getting into two words. The first word is called schedule performance index. The second is called schedule variance. How do we get this? This is all information that we get looking at our project schedule, the activities. How do I get my project schedules? I get based on the activities that my resources will conduct or execute with the given amount of budgets. Similarly, EVM is earned value management. It will define the variance completely and tell me that I have to take preventive or corrective actions, or I have to take a little, I can fast track my project also. So that's EVM for you. Okay, controlling. So the other technique is, of course, project management software. Number of project management software available for tracking and planned dates versus actual dates and reports variance against the schedule baseline. I have been talking about MS Projects, which is I frequently use for a lot of projects. Primavera is the second one. Project management, MS Projects, at least you can learn by yourself going to the help mode of Microsoft Office. But Primavera, you need to get certified on it as a course. So used to forecast the effects and changes of the project schedule is the other model that you can use. So ideally, just to put it across to you, all these numbers that we're looking at, or these new words that we're looking at, SV, SPI, EVM, is all auto-calculated in a software. So you don't need to manually sit and calculate it. You just get a number out of it. So that's the most easiest thing that you can do. So you don't need to confuse yourself with how would I remember all these words. So the software is intelligent enough to give you that information if you just put in your schedule correctly. Let's look at resource optimization is one of a technique. So what do I mean by that? Do I have to double up now? Do I have to need to work more time? Or do I need to put two resources to complete that task is what is all resource optimization is all about. Now resources could be my stable resources, my people resources, which means resource optimization could be I can buy a computer in 50,000 rupees as a server for my project, and it will work fine. It will not work great, but it will work fine. But if I'm doing a software developing work, then I don't have to, I can use a high resource or a bigger software data kind of a computer. It stores a lot of information and stable, because I can't take a risk. Now, that cost, say that is incurring more, 40,000 rupees as a cost. So that cost, where do I optimize it into my different resources? Because I have a budget of, say, only 5 lakhs. So in that process, how do you ensure that your, you know, resource optimization is done? So resources is not only human resource, but resources is everything around you which is required to execute that project, still, non-still, or alive or dead, whatever you call it as. Modeling technique is used to simulate and review various scenarios, guided by risk monitoring, which we've spoken earlier, against the current one, in order to align the schedule model with the project management plan and the approved baseline. All right, we're talking about lead and lag as one of the techniques that are used in scheduling the project. Lead and lag are adjusted during the network analysis. What is a network analysis? It's basically the time versus the actual activities that I'm doing. So important is, of course, to understand where my lead and lag is, and then accordingly adjusting my entire schedule. Schedule compression means can I fast track my project? Can I use my project? Can I use my activities and resources in such a format that I can fast track it? Because I need to finish on time. So what's written on the slide is this: schedule comparison technique, compression technique, are used to identify the project activities that are lagging behind and align them with the project with the plan, entire by fast tracking or crashing schedule for the balance work. So depending upon the importance of my activities, I can do that as well. Let's look at scheduling tools. Schedule data is updated and compiled into the schedule model to reflect actual progress of the project and balance work of the completed. The scheduling tool and the supporting schedule data are the conjunction with manual method and project management softwares to do schedule network analysis to generate an updated project schedule. Moving on to the next, which talks about the output. What are we going to get out of this now? So schedule control gives me two important things. Work performance information, we've been talking about it. Work performance information includes the calculated SV, which is the schedule variance, and schedule performance index, that is SPI, that are documented and communicated to all the concerned stakeholders. Change request, if there's something, like if I have to do a schedule compression, which means there's a change that I'm doing, or I'm fast tracking it, or I'm delaying some activities, or I'm fast tracking the activities. So one of a beautiful example that I remember when I was working with for project is we required some machineries to be imported from Germany, and unfortunately he was the only supplier while doing that. Now what happened was this schedule got delayed because the machinery did not arrive on time because it was to be shipped through sea route. So because it takes a little more time and some custom clearance took a little more time, the entire schedule was postponed, and it was an important part of what we were doing. So once the part of the machinery arrived at our station where we were executing the project, we had to compress and parallelly work on some activities to ensure that we're still completing the project on time. So that's an example which helps you to understand the change request and around the scheduling. So analysis of schedule performance requirement variance and review of progress report may result into change requests to schedule and scope baseline of the project management plan. The change request may include corrective actions, defects, repairs, and project schedules, project scope enhancement request. These change requests are followed and integrated control route elaborated in our 12th chapter, and look at the other aspects of it, which talks about schedule forecasting. It gives me a forecasting basically. So what do I mean by forecast? Forecast is something that I anticipate. Schedule forecasting forecasts are estimates of project future based on the work and schedule performance information generated through the schedule control process, forecast, and are updated or reissued. Project performance updates, prominent among these updates are the schedule baseline, cost baseline, and schedule management plan. Let's look at controlling project schedule. Control outputs or output, what are the other outputs that we'll have is, of course, my document updates, which will have my scheduled data. So I'll read through what is written on the slide. It says the project schedule network diagram are revised to display approved balance schedule duration and approved revision to the schedule. If the schedule delays are very severe, it may be necessary to issue new target schedule with realistic dates for directing the work and measuring the performance progress. Updated project schedule on the basis of updated schedule model will be generated and issued to reflect the change and manage the project. Risk register is updated, of course, and to include the risk and risk response added due to the schedule compression and fast tracking, or maybe I have to create a lead lag around my activities. Organizational process updates. What are the updates that I would get? Organizational process assets may include causes of variance, which means the reasons of why it has either delayed or it has been fast tracked, correction actions and justification for the same, and other types of lessons learned that will help me for my future projects.